And another very special guest has joined me in the studio, Brian Boortes from DOCRA, the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association. So a warm welcome to you, and a bit warmer than anticipated because the power's just gone down unexpectedly.
Yeah.
These things are happening on a regular basis. And I suppose if we're going to have any kind of chance of mitigating further, shall we say, inconvenience to our lives, it's imperative that the Ratepayers Association now, more than ever, enjoys the full support of the community.
Very much so, Dave. But firstly, thank you to you as always for supporting us and inviting us onto your show, getting the news out to the community. It's always good, and you're a great source of that news.
Well, Brian, you know what? The Ratepayers Association and the administration thereof is done on a voluntary basis by people that care, and I believe that deserves huge support.
Thank you,
because
sir.
Because you get no reward. You put in the hours, you put in the expertise, you work very, very hard, and we all benefit from that. So, you know what, if not to support this thing would be an absolutely ridiculous position, and I believe that if more people understood the role that DOCRA plays in the interface between the municipality and your affairs, there wouldn't be a single soul in the area that isn't an active member, because the membership gives you the power, and the power you exert is directly proportionate to the membership in terms of numbers. The municipality is very impressed with DOCRA as it stands, but if every single citizen joined,
can you imagine?
Well, I think there would be no question that we would be living in a somewhat better controlled environment, although luckily with your oversight it is at the moment looking pretty good.
We do have a little jewel around you, Dave, there's no doubt.
It's a wonderful, and it's so worth preserving. And this is the point that we're coming to, is that the DOCRA AGM is coming up. Tell us about that.
So, Dave, that happens next Wednesday at Mbeete Country Club, 6 p.m. Everybody's invited, whether you're a member or not a member of DOCRA. Please come along, hear what we've done and what we are doing, and join up if you want to, if you're that interested on the night. We'll supply you with some coffee before and a little drink afterwards, just to really get you there and make sure that you can interact with us as committee members, but also your fellow ratepayers and residents around you. So please join us at Mbeete Country Club next Wednesday.
And let's unpack the value that is to be enjoyed by having an active and a strong ratepayers association.
Yeah. Dave, I was listening to a clip just the other day where one of the leaders of the political parties was talking. And he himself was saying, don't rely on political change in this country to make things happen. It's going to be community activism that gets things going, gets things done. You see that happening in a place like Margate, where they've started Tidy Towns recently. Delmos, for those of you that watch Afrikaans TV, there was the winner of the CakeNet Dorp van die Jaar competition, and they won, and they're doing their things themselves. So this is community people that are getting up and doing things themselves. Whatever political change happens, don't rely on that. You've got to get going and get out and do it.
You know, I too saw that clip, and I think it was Corne Milder that came the fore and put a very, very interesting case to South Africa. And that is exactly that. It is now time to stop waiting for the man on the white horse to ride from the far left and come in and save. It's not going to happen. But what is going to happen, and one can see it already in the sense that all these top business executives now have signed the pledge and have got involved and are making a difference, and we'll see results coming down the line. But it is now incumbent on every single South African that wants to protect and possibly improve the life that we enjoy. And we really do have a magnificent lifestyle in this part of the world. But no longer can we rely on abdicating the responsibility to entities that have not really got your interest at heart, let's put it this way. Because politicians, being as they are, they talk a good talk. It's their game. But they don't actually sow or reap or do anything particularly other than talk and posture and cause, I think, a lot of damage, because mostly this race baiting that we're seeing of late, you know, it can't be good except for garnering a few votes here and there. It's tearing our country apart, and we don't need that. No. The ordinary South African, and I'm confident that this statement is true. If you take a survey, just a quick snapshot of what the ordinary South African feels about our fellow South Africans, I think you'll find that there is no animosity and enmity beyond that which has been created.
Not at all.
Generally speaking, we get on. South Africans get on with each other. And we like each other.
Yeah.
And that's been our strength forever.
You're always going to have the fringe on either side, you know, the left and the right. But the middle, the most of us or the majority of us want to get on with life.
And the Ratepayers Association is an example of that. People from all walks of life and from all corners of the society coming together, sharing in their expertise, whatever you're good at, even if it's simply just, you know, being there.
Yeah, yeah.
And together it makes a huge difference. You see, the Ratepayers Association is it's a legal statute in terms of how municipalities are governed.
Yeah.
The municipality has to take concerns of the Ratepayers Association very seriously. And that's why any organization that springs up that isn't mandated like this by government is just an organization. It's not a voice. It's another, you know, empty noise. But the Ratepayers Association, and in particular the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association, is extremely active and extremely highly thought of, luckily, by our municipality and getting things done.
Yes.
And that's why the AGM is important, because I think people don't really, that aren't involved, don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you're also pretty, you know, you're not shouting it from the rooftops and you're just quietly going about making a huge difference. Now we've got a situation where people are looking at increases. It's going to be a big electricity
increase.
It's going
to be painful.
The rates are going up for sure. Municipal collections of refuse is going. Everything is going.
Everything's gone off. Yeah.
And the only check and the only rein that one can exert to slow the horse down is activism of this nature.
Yeah. So Dave, I do want to give a shout out to the councillors that live in this area. They are very active, and those are from all parties that keep engaged with the community on various WhatsApp groups and the like. So they do well, but they also have a tough battle on their hands, and it's organizations like DOCRA that are able to keep the municipal accountable. We ask some tough questions of the municipality when we go to impact meetings and council meetings and executive committee meetings with the mayor and the municipal manager, and they respond to us, which is good, you know. So we ask tough questions, we ask for information, they provide it, and like you say, we do it quietly in the background and just keep plodding away.
Yeah, it's a very effective organization now. And it wasn't always the case. There was a time when, for a while, there was almost a kind of rift between the public and the private sector. And that wasn't good. It was a nasty situation, and it could have spun out of control. Luckily, cool heads prevailed, and there's been this approach to let's work together. And that's win-win.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So the call now is for you, if you're listening to this and wondering about whether you should join. If you are still in any doubt, come along to the AGM. Why not?
Yeah.
It's going to cost you an hour or two of your time. You're going to meet some very interesting folk. You'll have a cup of coffee. You'll socialize. And you'll get to grips with the work that the organization is doing. And you'll see where you fit in. And I'm absolutely confident that you will.
Yes.
So to find out more, is there a website that one can go to?
So the easiest place to go to is the DOCRA website, docra.co.za. Go on to the About, and you'll find a thing called My Documents, where you can pick up all the agenda, the chairman's report related to the AGM coming up next Wednesday. And obviously on the website, we've got blogs, podcasts, various things that we've done, communicated in the last year or more. If you're looking for bylaws, they're there. So the website's a wonderful source of information, and we're quite proud of what we have on that. Yeah.
And that's to be found at DOCRA, D-O-C-R-R-A. A lot of folk get it wrong, including myself in the beginning. It's D-O-C-R-R-A, Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers. So there's two R's in it.
That's right.
At .co.za, you'll find all the info there. Next Wednesday at St. Beatty, 6 o'clock in the
6 p.m., yeah.
Yep. And just, I presume you're going to need some sort of RSVP indication for numbers.
For numbers, there is a admin@docra.co.za. If you pop an email to that, and then Stephanie, our executive officer, will count you in. But if you've managed to miss that come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, not Thursday, that'll be too late. Please just arrive. As long as you're there, want you there.
We'll squeeze you. Standing room only, but you'll be there.
Yeah.
Fabulous. My very special guest, Brian Bortus. And if you've just joined us and you've missed this, the gist of the conversation is the Ratepayers Association, DOCRA, looking for your support. And I would strongly suggest that you take a listen to the podcast that's going to go up shortly. If you would like to share that with those that possibly aren't able to listen in live, that'll spread the word and it'll keep things, as they say, on the up and up. And yes, more strength to you, Brian, and the organization. Thank you. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you very much.
The afternoon show continues.